Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother. Today, I'm here with a new wine for everyone. It is a Sauvignon Blanc that's called the Tuesday Night Wine. So this is kind of interesting because if y'all remember, I did a Tuesday Night Red. So it was a Cabernet, Chilean Cabernet, which wasn't bad at all. I mean, it wasn't great, but it wasn't bad at all. So with the price point, I thought that was fine. So I also had one, and it was the Tuesday Night White, which is the Sauvignon Blanc. So I got this from Barclays Wine. So Barclays had a deal on Groupon, and I was like, let me get some day-to-day drinking wine so I can just chill with outside of the more expensive 20, 30-plus wines that I normally have. And I can be able to drink during the week for anything and everything that I wanted. So what I wanted to do was I said, let me get a mixture of different price point wines and then go from there. So I got this one, and it is Tuesday Night White, and I tried it and said, what would this be like? You know, how could I be able to enjoy it? So I had it with a white sauce with chicken and went from there. So let's get directly into the wine because I got a little more information I'd like to actually share with you. So it was okay. It wasn't as herbal like I normally would get for a Sauvignon Blanc. It didn't even have strong notes of a lot of fruit or anything from there. It was okay, so I used it basically to complement the food that I had. So it kind of complemented the spices that was on the chicken. We had some parsley, we had some different other things with it. It was okay. It was good enough. It wasn't anything to say, psh, what a terrible wine. But with the price point, which was closer to $10, because it was discounted when you brought the package of them, I felt okay. I thought it was worth the price. So, like I said, hints of herbal notes, a little grassy, but very, very faint. You know, I like my Sauvignon Blancs pretty much from Oregon and from, not Australia, I'm trying to think. Yep, from New Zealand. So New Zealand has some great, great Sauvignon Blanc. But this one was from Chile. But again, Chile from who, you know, is from the Morla Valley, but same as the Tuesday Night Red. So good small whiff. If you smell it, it has a good nose to it. It does. It's not great. Again, I'm not bashing this. I don't want to bash this wine, but it's something that's more complimentary than actually straight. I can drink this on its own. I can have that conversation. I can go through the details of the wine. It's not one of those wines, but it's a good complimentary wine. The taste, like I said, you really have slight hints of, I think the best fruit I can come close to is a bland peach. And I mean, you know, if you drink or eat peaches and it's really a juicy feel, or if it's really fresh, it's really, you know, it's getting into the fruit, but it's bland. It's almost like generic peachy taste, which is not good if you really eat peaches. So what I did from there, I was like, okay, let me finish reading about this. So I went to a website, This guy has a blog. His name is, what the blog name is, winedabbler.com. And he has an article called The Great Groupon Wine Ripoff. And he talks about the ripoff of, there's $79 plus $20 shipping for a case of assorted wines. But they tell you it's like, oh, you're getting a deal. It's $359 or $400 worth of wine. But if you look at the wine and you do the research, you're not really, they're trying to price point you out there. But it's really, really not that type of expensive wine. You're probably paying exactly what's the value of the wine is. So this is what he said. He said, upon close investigation, I found that both retailers, the Barclay Wines and the Heartwood and Oak.com retailers, are probably decoy operations to justify the prices that they have the same street address. So you got these guys saying it's two different companies, but they trying to say you're getting such a great deal and keep getting with us, keep buying our wines, you'll be great, keep buying them. And he said he looked at the bottles closely, and he said he looked at the bottles, and four of them were from Saddlehorn Cellars, San Martin, California, and two from Jenna Winery in San Martin, California. So it's a bait and switch to make people think that they're getting quality wines for a discounted rate, and then Groupon is pretty much pushing it out there to say you can debate which company you're getting it from, and you're really getting ordinary wine. One of the actual readers said, you're better off getting it from Trader Joe's. And I found that there's some good quality wine. I tweeted it on Bougie Black Bro on Twitter, that Aldi has some good wine too. So I had another one that I'll be reviewing, but it was a really good wine. But compared to this one that I had tonight, which is the Tuesday Night White, it's ordinary. So again, it's a nice complimentary wine to what you're eating on a day-to-day basis. You come home from work and you pop it open. You got a $10, $12 bottle of wine and pour it and enjoy it from that. So that's what you're actually getting. But anything outside of that, know that. Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled by these Groupon companies or deals that saying you're getting a deal. You're really getting average wine that they're trying to make you think that there's really, really getting a great deal. But again, I'm going to keep saying this. It's not a bad wine. It's not like, oh, this is so cheap, this is disgusting. But when you're looking forward, or you're sitting with some wine connoisseur, or you going to sit and try to say, here's a great wine for us to share, this is not the wine, please don't bring that out, because what you're doing, you're insulting the palate of the experienced drinker, and I don't think that's a good thing. But try to always have these kind of wines, especially this Tuesday night series, as complimentary wine to something on a day-to-day regular basis. But it was okay for me. I just thought it was okay. I didn't think it was great, but I wanted to make sure y'all understood where it came from. You can go on the internet and get some details in regards to these companies, and it's under a lot that says the Great Groupon Ripoff. So there's a bunch of people who's actually talking about that. So that's my quick review with Tuesday Night White. Wasn't spectacular. I didn't want to linger on a lot. I just wanted to make sure you knew that this is a decent wine. So if y'all do it and you're not really into, paying a lot of money for wine, but you like to drink wine, it's bad. It's not bad. So get these at a low price point and you'll probably get 10 good wines. And out of the 10, you'll probably get two amazing ones that you'll say, wow, what a taste. And then you get a whole bunch of ordinary ones. So I'll never be buying from them again, because I got two ordinary ones and my palate is a little more experienced as well. But if you're a good starter and you're just getting into wines, you would like this, and you'll probably repeat it until your wine gets more and more. Your palate gets more and more mature. So look out for that, and look at the details if you like. But me, I'm a detail guy, so I really wanted to get into finding out what I was drinking. So that's me, the bougieblackbrother.com. We'll be having a couple more that's coming up. I'm finishing off a couple of my white wines because we drinking a little soup and some noodles and light pasta. So maybe a couple of white wines from there. But follow me, Bougie Black Bro, on Twitter and Instagram, Bougie Black Brother Network on Facebook, or just download the podcast, Urban Wine Life, or Bougie Black Brother on iTunes, Google Play, and pretty much all the actual podcast downloads that you can actually get. So thanks very much for listening, and we'll talk to you soon on Urban Wine Life.